USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI's application for a warrant to spy on a Trump campaign advisor was riddled with errors, omissions, and unverified information. That's what at least the Justice Department Inspector General report said in a report on Monday. The inaccuracies led to the spying on of Carter Page, former Trump campaign advisor, now former FBI Director James Comey, and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, both of who signed off on those warrant applications, were unaware of the inaccuracies. The Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill, with tensions running high.
I am going to go on record and tell you that I'm not going to reveal how we conducted this investigation.
And that's the problem we have with this entire thing. Mr. Schiff said behind closed doors.
I can tell you what the importance is.
I'm done with you for right now.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia and Daniel Goldman, attorney for the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu,
Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
U.S. border officials say the number of illegal aliens apprehended at the southern border has declined for the sixth straight month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan announcing just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended at the border in November, down by more than 100,000 since May of this year. Morgan says the Trump administration's successes in the illegal immigration crisis have sent a strong message to cartels and criminal organizations, adding that President Trump and the CBP agency will not stop what he called the relentless pursuit to protect and safeguard the nation. Morgan says coming to U.S. borders illegally with a child will no longer be an automatic passport into the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup poll released on Monday found that 25% of Americans say they or family members put off treatment for a serious medical condition this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In entertainment news, we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King on the top movies at the box office this weekend.
At the box office this weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Disney's Frozen 2 is tops at the box office once again, bringing in $34.7 million. Number 2, Knives Out, with $14.2 million. Ford vs. Ferrari drops down to number 3 at $6.5 million. Number 4, Queen and Slim at $6.5 million. The Tom Hanks movie about Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is at number 5 with $5.2 million. Number 6, Dark Waters at $4.1 million. 21 Bridges is at number 7 with $2.9 million. Playing with Fire is at number 8 with $2 million. Midway is at number 9 with $1.9 million. And The Joker still in the top 10, bringing in $1 million at the box office.
And in sports news, Week 14 of the NFL wraps up with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New York Giants. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock. Please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.